Chicago Cubs play the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon at Chicago's Wrigley Field, but only if city inspectors agree that it's safe. On three separate occasions this summer, concrete chunks have fallen from Wrigley's upper deck onto the seating area below. Nobody was hurt, but the incidents raised concerns about a revered baseball park. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
There's nothing like Wrigley Field for many baseball fans. It was built in 1914, and its seats are so close fans sit almost on top of the action. The grass field, the ivy-covered brick walls, the sun-scorched bleachers, and the hand-operated center field scoreboard are all part of what creates a special nostalgic environment, drawing fans like Susan Thorngren, who tried unsuccessfully to buy tickets for this weekend.
You know, there's that feeling that the ballpark gives the experience. There's still day baseball games, and there's a history here that's rich both in the neighborhood and the loyalty, of course, the fans.
But the stadium known as the Friendly Confines turned somewhat hostile in recent weeks. Three times since June, small chunks of concrete fell from the underside of the upper deck onto the seating area in the grandstand below. No fans were hurt, but one chunk narrowly missed a 5-year-old boy. The Cubs hired structural engineers to inspect the damage, look for other cracks or loose concrete, and evaluate the integrity of the entire structure. The team has also been hastily installing protective netting beneath the upper deck to catch any additional pieces that might fall. But in a season in which nearly every game at Wrigley has been a sellout, most fans, including Thorngren, don't seem worried.
I don't have concerns. I'd still go if I can get in.
I wouldn't feel safe if I were them.
Alderman Bernard Stone is chairman of the Chicago City Council's Buildings Committee.
And I wouldn't go to Wrigley Field, and I wouldn't bring my grandchildren there.
Stone says even with the netting in place, he has doubts about the structural integrity of the 90-year-old ballpark. He thinks the stadium should be shut down and that the city's building department should have been more aggressive and conducted its own inspections. The Cubs released a preliminary report from the engineering company it hired, saying the structural condition of Wrigley Field is safe for use by the Cubs and their fans. But the team did not say what may have caused the concrete to break loose and fall. Sidney Guralnick is a professor of civil engineering at Illinois Institute of Technology. He says there could be any number of factors causing the concrete to deteriorate, but it has little to do with how long ago it was poured.
Age, per se, is not a problem with concrete.
Guralnick says concrete actually strengthens with age, but he adds other factors, from settlement to defects in the concrete, could have caused the chunks to fall from Wrigley's upper deck. And he says it's not necessarily something that can't be repaired.
Remember that it is possible to chop out a fairly large chunk of concrete from a structure and replace it with new concrete. If you do it correctly, it's perfectly adequate to restore the integrity of the existing concrete.
Guralnick calls the protective netting only a temporary solution. As of late last night, the Cubs hadn't even completed installing all of the netting, meaning it won't be until this morning when Chicago's building commissioner inspects it to determine if any fans will be let into Wrigley Field for today's game. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
And just in the last few minutes, we've received an update on this story. Inspectors have determined that protective netting is sufficient, and the Cubs can play today.